Welcome to the Passion Behind the Art Show. It's all about diving in with individuals to learn the story behind their passion. It's your host, Daryl Pinnock.
Welcome. I'd like to welcome this week's guest on the Passion Behind the Art Show. It will be none other than me. Yes, I'll be doing a solo show this week, and I decided that on every 20th episode, I will answer one of the questions that I usually ask my guests. I have about 6 base questions that I ask all my guests. And yes, other questions usually arise during the interview, but these are the base questions that I usually start out with. And I decided on every 20th episode, I will answer one of those questions about myself. So this week's question will be the first question that I usually ask my guests, which is, when did this passion start for you? What age? When did you fall in love with this thing that you've grown, that you've been pursuing, this thing that you love? When did it start for you? And for me, my journey to design started as a child in Jamaica. I was born in Jamaica. And I was always drawing. All my family members, everyone that's around me knew that. That's what Daryl does. He's doing one of the two things, drawing or dancing. And kept on drawing as a kid. You know, this was just my thing. Didn't really know anything about graphic design at that point. Yeah, I knew animators, people that drew like the cartoons, like Lion King and stuff like that. I knew that they exist, but never really paid attention to it. So I came to America right before I became a teenager. I moved to New York, and you know, just still drawing, you know, and I knew I had this love for math. So at an early age, I looked at my skill set and I said, what industry caters to drawing and both math? And the industry that stood out to me was architecture. So, you know, I was like, I'm going to be an architect. That's what my goal is. That's a respectable profession. It pays well. All of these things that I'm going to be an architect. My father, they were in the construction industry. So yes, you know, all right. So architect, here I come. So I'm pursuing this thing, you know, still honing in my drawing skills, still, you know, crushing math, having math competitions with my classmates in school, you know, who could get the highest grades, you know, just drawing and just pursuing this career path of architecture. And during the process, you know, just never really paying attention to this graphic design thing. Didn't even know it exists. Graduated, you know, high school. Went all the way, graduated high school, and I started going to a architectural construction focus school. And that's what I was doing. That's what I was pursuing. So I'm in school, you know, just learning everything I possibly can. There was a class in there that, you know, I loved the design class. That's one thing I noticed. Like, everything has to do with drawing and design class. I loved it. But the math classes took it to a whole nother level. It took it to a whole nother level. There was this one structural beam design class that the test could be a whole open book test and you could still fail. It was intense and a lot was going on. But, you know, I'm in this industry. I'm pursuing it. This is what I'm going to be. Like, I'm focused. The way out of college was set up that after a certain amount of credits, they'll find you a job in the industry. So If I'm in my first job in the industry as a draftsman for a ironworks company, which basically deals with welding and building metal fences and anything metal oriented, for like major government projects and major projects in New York City, like bridges and fences on bridges and stuff like that. But that job didn't really work out. Worked there for like 2 months. I went back to my college and told them that job didn't work out. They said, okay, we're going to try to find you another one. So it took me about a month to get another job in that industry. And during this process, I caught wind of graphic design. I don't remember exactly how did I catch wind of it, but I caught wind of graphic design. And it was something cool to test out, to learn. So I'm there, you know, I have my laptop, have me a Dell laptop around this time too. And so I'm there learning this new cool way of creating. And I'm putting out terrible work. I'm practicing, putting out terrible work and just going at it. And during that process, the company, this college found me another job in the industry. And at this place, I end up meeting the best boss I've ever had to date, the best person I've ever worked for to date. And this was a fire protection company. They did all the sprinkler systems for the major buildings, you know, on Fifth Avenue, the major stores on Fifth Avenue, the Apple Store on Fifth Avenue in New York City. They did most of the sprinkler systems for the major stores in New York, period. So this was a reputable company. So I'm a draftsman / assistant engineer, and I'm making blueprints for sprinkler systems, fire protection. And I'm in the industry now. I'm like, man, this is great. And now I have this side passion that I'm just working on. It's consuming me. And it basically, little by little, was taking the place of the architectural. And I didn't even know how to stop it. I didn't want to stop it. It really was drawing me, and the learning aspect, learning more and more about it, was really pulling me. So I'm learning this, I'm going to school, I'm pursuing this passion, this side passion, right? And I'm working at this firm, drawing blueprints. You know, time goes along, you know, I'm growing in the company, I'm growing outside, involved in my church and ministry, you know, getting graphic design gigs, you know, people are starting to pay me now. So in around April of 2006, I made it official, right? End of April 2006, I'm a graphic designer. So that's when I started, like, really pursuing it professionally and, you know, growing. Did that for, you know, dibbled and dabbled in t-shirt design, started a t-shirt brand that was growing, you know, made certain mistakes in that area, was trying to grow too fast, but I mean, it was all learning to me. I learned so much, and you know, I got tired of client work. So I stepped back from client work and focused on this clothing brand that I was building, because, you know, I really didn't master getting the right projects, working with the right type of clients. You know, one thing I learned through this is that you can, if you're into client work, if you're doing services, you can tailor the type of projects you get and the type of people you work with. You just got to set up the right systems and the right processes, and I had to learn that the hard way. I had to go through some tough projects, some, you know, terrible clients, And but it was really all my fault, because as a service provider, you have to check to see if everything's a good fit, a good match. You have to set up processes to avoid getting projects that will drain you creatively, will drain you mentally, and make and cause you to lose passion for what you are pursuing. So, you know, I got married a year later, and, you know, just building this, building my family, building all of this. And, you know, around 2010, married, two kids later, no longer in school, working at this engineering firm, and now a much more established designer, still growing, but, you know, I'm no longer putting out, like, terrible work. I remember I put my early works on this site. It's kind of like a featuring site, featured designers and stuff like that. And I got destroyed. But it didn't really matter to me. I was so, like, deer in headlights. I want to be a part of this thing. But I couldn't, it never really caused me to cause the architectural aspect and skill that I have to fade away, because I was still in a job that catered to that. So I moved to Georgia and in 2010, and at that point the architectural started to fade away, because I had to leave the job that I was at, and because, you know, I'm relocating. So I never got a job back into the industry. So now I'm full-fledged. I'm a designer. I mean, I didn't really even advertise myself anymore as, you know, because I used to do side gigs with drafting plans for different interior designers and stuff like that. But I didn't even, I didn't want to be known for that anymore. I was a graphic designer. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to build my clothing brand, build my design skills. And so I moved to Georgia. The clothing brand wasn't really working out that much. And I figured I'm better at getting client work. So I decided I'm going back into client work. And I built up my portfolio, learned a lot from different people, and, you know, started back doing client work. And it's been going much better. Total different vetting system, total different way of acquiring clients, much better, much more structured, you know. But it all started way back when, a little boy in Jamaica coming to America, and just, I literally built my skills on my own. I didn't go to school for graphic design. I built my skills by just failing and learning and failing and growing into just the designer that I am now. And, you know, taking tutorials, different people coming my way, you know, between this guy I knew that taught me web design, the basics of web design, and I just went on Dreamweaver and just practiced until I got it. And just bought Photoshop books and Dreamweaver books and just practiced until I got it. So, I mean, that was my journey. That was how I got into graphic design. Now I'm much more focused, much more tailored down to branding, logo design, identity design. But that was how I got started. And I know I met a couple other people that they were into the architectural field and eventually got into graphic design. Now, I haven't totally thrown away the architectural, this aspect, but, and the skills that I have and the knowledge that I have, because I'm still involved in that. My wife has a passion for interior design, and, you know, I'm still entrenched in it in some way, shape, or form, but my focus is graphic design and logos and branding. But yeah, that's how it got started for me. Don't remember what age I started drawing, but I know in April of 2006, that's when I started pursuing graphic design professionally and seeking out to get paid to do it, you know. But yeah, so I thank you for listening to this solo episode. So every 20th episode, I'll be answering one of the questions and sharing my journey, sharing what I've learned, you know, sharing all that I've learned. And so thank you again for listening. Please stop by iTunes and leave me a review. I would love to hear your thoughts, love to hear your feedback. You know, that is how the show grows, and that is how I learn and understand, you know, what you like and don't like, and just kind of hear your voice, you know. But thanks again for listening.
You can also stop by passionbehindtheart.com to listen to past episodes and to learn more about the project. Blessings.